The Executive Secretary of Imani Ghana, Franklin Kuju, has welcomed the decision by the National Communication Authority, NCA, to extend the deadline. He said this will enable the NCA to go to court to seek the necessary legal clearance to back their moves to deactivate SIMs that are not registered. Mr. Kuju therefore appealed to those who have problems with their national identification cards to rectify them and to do the proper thing by registering rather than collecting people's ID cards for that purpose.
The NCA was able to book them first and then made a case for registration, and we agreed. Now, having agreed, the NCA went ahead and said there were four different IDs that were supposed to be used. Then we came back and said that is not enough, because a lot more people wouldn't be registered because they don't have the IDs, which, by the way, were non-mandatory, and that unless we had a national ID, which did not prevent anybody by anyone, be it young or old, or have access to public services, then it would have been a bit proper. By the way, we never said anything until the NCA itself came out and said, look, even the data we have after verifying, and by the way, they verified lately, something they should have done at the onset. They verified only about 4 weeks ago, that a staggering figure of 5.2 million was staring them in the face. I now believe that figure is probably 7 million because they still say they are verifying. And they realized that all of a sudden, these fake registrations or registrations that were not entered properly, and that people might be deactivated unknowingly.
Executive Secretary of Imani Ghana, Franklin Kuju. In a related development, the MP for Ashaiman, Alfred Agbesi, who shared his experience with Radio Ghana, said he registered his SIM card but received a message later that his registration was invalid. He therefore called on officials of the NCA and telecommunication service providers to avoid taking subscribers for granted.
I'm going to register my SIM card. This morning, I received a text message that my SIM card registration failed. I am shocked. If people are saying the whole process must be looked at and people should not deny their number, they have a case. When I went to buy my SIM card, nobody told me there will be registration. Yes, you have brought registration, we agree, we are going to do. But if I have registered my SIM card, just to receive a text message this morning that my SIM card registration have failed, what is the meaning of that? I will have a serious case with whatever authority. I will take them to task. They should sit up well and well and well. If not, things will happen in this country.
The MP for Ashaiman, Alfred Agbesi, talking to Kingsley Obinchere.